But I am going to speak about Shabbos. But there's a common refrain amongst the older generation. When they look at the youth of today, they say, wow, kids today have it so easy. And that's usually followed by something like, when I was their age, I used to fill in the blank with something hard. Or do something they perceive to have been harder than what kids today have to do. I don't subscribe to this theory. I don't think it's true. I think that being a teenager today is harder than being a teenager was 20 years ago or 30 years ago. I think there are challenges that you guys face today that I didn't have to face when I was your age. And then I think for a modern Orthodox teenager, the challenges of today that outweigh the challenges of yesterday, right towards the top of the list, is Shabbos. Because today, we have people struggling with Shabbos in ways that we haven't seen literally for generations. When I was your age, yes, there were indeed friends who went to school with me who weren't Shomer Shabbos. They came from homes that weren't Shomer Shabbos. But the lines were very clear. Was I friendly with them? Of course. Did I sometimes have them over for Shabbos? Of course. But in my circle, in a circle of friends, in a community where people were Shomer Shabbos, we were Shomer Shabbos. It's just the thing we did. There wasn't much of a temptation to do anything else. And today that's all changed. Today we live in a world where those lines aren't nearly as clear as they used to be. Today we live in a world where the average teen sends somewhere between 60 and 100 texts a day. About 3,200 a month. Today we live in a world where we're updating our Facebook pages at least 10 to 20 times a day. Today we live in a world where texting and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and you name it, that's the way that teens communicate with each other today. And so to ask somebody to put that away on a Shabbos doesn't just mean don't use something that's electronic or electric. It means stop communicating one day out of the week. That's hard. And so today, we have in Beis Yaakov's in Brooklyn and yeshivos in Baltimore young men and young women who are totally shomer halacha, totally shomer Shabbos, except for this one thing they can't stop. They can't put the phone away. That's what they do on Friday night. They get back to the room, they're updating the Facebook page, or they're sending out a text. Or Shabbos afternoon after lunch, they go to their room, they close the door, and they're checking their status. It's a challenge we haven't seen literally since the beginning of the 20th century. When to take a job and say, I'm not going to work on Saturday, often at the end of your job. That was a challenge to Shabbos. Today we have a new one. And guys and girls, I'm sure if it's happening in Beis Yaakov in Brooklyn, and it's happening in yeshivos in Baltimore, it's happening. I think it's no coincidence, though, that at the very time in which we have the greatest challenge we've seen in generations to Shabbos and to the continuity of Shabbos and to the survival of Shabbos into the future, we also have a time where Shabbos and the need for Shabbos is more compelling than it's ever been. And I want to share with you two reasons why I think that's the case. The Torah tells us, Zachoris Yom HaShabbos Lekad Shosh Shisha Samin Ta'o Yatsi Sakon Lachlecha Yom HaShri Shabbos Hashem Lekad Lo Sa'asem Lachah. Remember Shabbos and its holiness? Lo ta'aseh bo melacha, do not do work on it. You, your entire household, stop doing work. Guys, girls, never in the history of mankind has there been more pressing need for a day when we stop working. One generation, work was something we did from 9 to 5. Maybe if you were in a line of work that had really bad hours, you were doing it 7 to 7. Maybe if you were a doctor, you had a night shift. But today, work is 24/7. As long as I've got this thing on my hip, I'm working. I've got emails coming in, I've got texts coming in, I've got calls coming in, I've got things I need to respond to, and people want responses right away. I know that when I'm home with my family, when I actually leave my office, and at one time this week, that was at 1 a.m. But when I leave my office and I can get out at a fairly decent time, I don't know if you have this experience with your parents. But it's hard for me to put this away. I'm home. I'm with my kids. I'm working. I know that I am a better father and a better husband because there's one day a week where I just have to put it away. Never in the history of mankind has there been a greater need for one day a week that there would be something that's bigger than my work, that's bigger than my boss, that's bigger than my friends, to tell me, stop! Just stop! 24 hours! Stop! Put it away! You'll be so much better off. But there's a second reason. Torah tells us, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbas ha-asos es shabbas ha-derasot b'nei Yisraelam. And the Jewish people kept, V'shamru, they kept, they will keep Shabbos. B'nei Yisraelam as an everlasting covenant. B'nei v'nei b'nei Yisrael osi li'olam. Between me and the Jewish people, it is an oath, a sign, le'olam, forever. That God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh he rested. At least that's the translation you find in any sitter. Any English Hebrew Chumash. That's what it would say. The Netziv Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who you've probably heard me quote before, you'll hear me quote many times going forward, says that translation is wrong. He says in that first pasuk where it says that Shabbos is a bris olam, it's an everlasting covenant. The word olam goes to that means everlasting. It means forever. But in the second pasuk, Beni Avin Bnei Yisrael Oski Le'olam, between me and the Jewish people, it is a sign forever. There, the word Le'olam does not mean forever. It means the literal meaning of the word Le'olam, which means what? Le'olam means
for the world.
For the world. Or to the world. God says, Beni Avin Bnei Yisrael, between me and the Jewish people, Shabbos will be a sign to the world. That God created the world in 6 days. Earlier this week, you heard from Professor Eliezer. He came here to talk about science and the Torah, about how the two don't necessarily conflict, how we can live and be active scientists, we can be people of the world, sophisticated, educated human beings, and still believe that God created the world. Never in the history of mankind has there been a greater need for an oath to the world, for a sign to the world. Kishesh yastamim, asa Hashem es hashamayim yasaret, uviyom hashem yishabas miyavash. Never has there been a greater need for us to tell the world that yes, indeed, the world has a creator. There is a purpose of what we're doing. The world is not just a bunch of random mistakes. We're here for a reason. We've got something to accomplish. Somebody put us here. Never in the history of mankind has there been a need for sophisticated individuals, professionals, doctors, lawyers, scientists, writers, musicians, to look at their boss on a Friday afternoon and say, 3 o'clock, I gotta go. And guess what? He can't reach me until Saturday night. Never has there been a greater need for us to make that statement to the world, to tell the world, I'm sorry, I believe in something higher. I believe there's a creator to this world, and he rested on the seventh day, and I'm good to receive. So as great as the challenges are today, and they are great, the need to have Shabbos, to keep Shabbos, is even greater. And now is the time. Lest you think to yourself, okay, when I get out there in the real world, when I've got family, when I'm a wife, when I'm a husband, when I have kids, okay, so then I'll do it. I'll put the phone away for one day a week. I'll be with my kids. I'll be with my family. Lest you say to yourself, okay, when I get out there in the real world, I've got a career. I've got a boss to talk to. I'll tell them, okay, then I'll start. And I'll say, yeah, I'm going to keep this Shabbos thing because that means I get one day off. I get to leave early on Fridays. Lest you think that. I'll tell you that old habits die hard. If you want to be that tomorrow, you got to be that today. The habits start now. If you think you can become addicted to this 7 days a week, and one day somewhere in the future when life becomes harder and more complicated, and the pressures in your life are even greater, you'll be able to walk away from it and say, I'm not doing it anymore. I got news for you. It's going to be much harder than it is today. And I know very well that sitting in this room are a lot of people. Most of them. For whom is this even an issue? It's just not an issue. It's not tempting. And to you guys, I say, today is the time. Now is the time as well. To recognize the value and appreciate what you have. Appreciate the gift of Shabbos that we've been given and the role it plays in our lives, the role it plays in the world, the gift we've been given. Now is the time to realize what it's about. It's not just about going through the motions. It's not about challah and kiddush and going to shul and being friends and cholent. It's about something really deep and really important for ourselves, for our family, for our community, for the world. And now is the time to appreciate that, to recognize that, to value it, so that you don't ever come to a time where you're tempted to do anything else. So that you never find yourself questioning, should I or should I not? So that the gift that we've been given of Shabbos is one that we'll have for ourselves, and we'll be able to give it to our children and to our children's children after them. L'dorotam, Barit Allah. Have a good Shabbos, guys.